to find out more about it. Want to thank Mark and Michelle for their contributions to the show today. Vincent Arlena says, never say I should have. Well, if you're thinking about getting out of your day job and starting to look for a new adventure in your 50s, you might want to start exploring that. Take some of the advice from Mark and find out if there's something out there for you to do. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be back again tomorrow, and it's National Beer Day, so Lone Eagle Brewery will be here. Thanks for listening. Good morning, Hunterin, on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today brings President Trump his biggest meeting with a foreign leader since he took office. As China's president's visiting, here's more from Sharon Reed.
The two leaders will be meeting at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida beginning this afternoon. Trump and the First Lady will be hosting Xi and his wife at a dinner tonight. The two leaders are holding a series of meetings tomorrow. The get-together is scheduled to last less than 24 hours.
The two leaders expected to discuss the nuclear threat from North Korea, as well as trade issues. White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon's no longer a member of the National Security Council as the president removed him as part of a reorganization. National Security Chief H.R. McMaster will now be in charge of setting the agendas. The Masters, the first major of the PGA season, is underway at this hour, but Tiger Woods is again not playing because of his continuing back issues. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
I don't think you have to be an activist on everything to be an activist, but I do believe he's an activist.
Former vice presidential hopeful Senate Democrat Tim Kaine, as that chamber is expected to take an unprecedented step today on the way to confirming the next Supreme Court justice. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to invoke what's known as the nuclear option to get Neil Gorsuch confirmed.
If a widely praised nominee like this can't get past the Democratic filibuster, then no nominee of a Republican president could.
With Republicans holding a 52-48 majority and Senate rules currently requiring 60 votes to cut off debate, it looks like they'll change the rules so that a simple majority would confirm the nominee. Another warning about some severe spring weather as powerful thunderstorms are sweeping across parts of the southeast as well as the mid-Atlantic today, with hail and tornadoes possible southeast of Washington, D.C. Severe storms are possible especially from Maryland down to North Carolina at least through the middle of the day. This is USA Radio News.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
New Jersey's governor ordering New Jersey Transit to stop paying Amtrak after Monday's derailment at New York's Penn Station. As there's been a series of these problems, here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The commuter chaos and criticism has gotten to Chris Christie. The New York Times says the Gov sent a fiery letter late Wednesday night to Amtrak's board chair, notifying him he directed NJ Transit to stop writing checks to the railroad. Amtrak owns the train tracks and is responsible for maintaining them. Christie sent a second letter to the AG, ordering him to consider legal action to recover $62 million NJ Transit paid to Amtrak.
Parents whose kids racked up charges on Amazon.com without their consent may finally be getting their money back. Amazon and the Federal Trade Commission agreeing to drop appeals to a court ruling last year, finding that Amazon did not adequately warn customers about kids' in-app purchases before billing them. And that means Amazon can now start refunding $70 million in those unauthorized charges. And former astronaut and longtime U.S. Senator from Ohio, John Glenn, will be laid to rest today at Arlington National Cemetery. And in his honor, flags on federal buildings as well as state buildings in Ohio are being flown at half-staff today. The former Marine and first American to orbit the Earth died in December at the age of 95. Before it did.
Once he realized he would not be able to safely land the aircraft, he made a decision to maneuver to a wooded area to avoid the risk to local community.
American hero John Glenn, the former astronaut and U.S. senator, will be laid to rest today.
When we can do the work for you. Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The passenger dragged off a United Airlines flight over the weekend after refusing to make room for commuting United crew members is signaling he's going to sue the airline over it, filing a bill of discovery yesterday that demands the airline preserve and protect any evidence related to that incident.
United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz spoke about the incident on ABC's Good Morning America.
The first thing I think is important to say is to apologize to Dr. Dow.
Munoz went on to say it'll never happen again on a United Airlines flight.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed. Meanwhile, CEO Munoz is canceling a scheduled speech in Florida before the World Affairs Council today in the midst of this public relations fiasco. A Republican congressman says White House Press Chief Sean Spicer, quote, needs to go. Colorado Representative Mike Kaufman makes the remarks at a town hall meeting last night in Denver, a couple of days after Spicer says Syria's chemical weapons attack on civilians was worse than anything Adolf Hitler did. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Need.Gold. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. And boy, have I been rewarded. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, Need.Gold, will forever change the way gold is sold. Need.Gold is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one could compete with. I've been rewarded, but now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks at a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in West Virginia. Before leaving, the president spoke about immigration outside the White House.
We have one of the few systems
where instead of telling people you can't come in, we take them in and we have to bring them through a court system. It is the most ridiculous system in the world. It's obsolete, but that's not the problem. The problem is it's a stupid system.
Former President Bill Clinton was once a guy who used to always be out on the campaign trail and could draw massive crowds and energize the Democratic base. But heading into next week's midterm elections, Democrats are saying thanks but no thanks to the former president. Although former President Barack Obama is out on the campaign trail today in Miami, Florida.
It might be the most important election of our lifetimes. Politicians will always say that, but this time it's actually true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
The U.S. economy added another 250,000 jobs last month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says that's around 48,000 more than analysts were expecting.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. And it also showed the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7%. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009, and October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning on signing a comprehensive executive order next week on immigration that will also crack down on fraudulent asylum seekers. And Alec Baldwin was arrested Friday after allegedly punching someone in New York City's West Village neighborhood in a parking spot dispute. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The number of people dying of drug overdoses in the United States continues to climb. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration reports more than 72,000 people died in 2017 from drug overdoses. Catherine Pfaff is with the DEA.
As our acting administrator, Mr. Uttam Dhillon, said, this report underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in the United States. The information in the report represents data and critical intelligence from our law enforcement partners that was gathered over the past year.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, so it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. Friday afternoon, once again. And it's a little bit later than usual. I had some difficulties today, but I'm here. Pat Smith's program, It's the Law. And, of course, I wanted to tell you about the weather for this weekend. We had great weather yesterday for all the kids who were going, trick-and-treating. Actually, it wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. So that today is Friday, the 2nd of November. Can we believe it? Already into November. Pretty soon it'll be Thanksgiving. So what's happening? Well, if you haven't looked at the trees, many of them are now in full bloom, and actually in some of the areas very, very pretty. Unfortunately, it wasn't a sunny day, so we didn't get to see some of the foliage with the sun. And I live near Round Valley Reservoir, and beautiful this time of year, although a lot of the leaves in the valley, are already off the trees. So what can we expect this weekend? Well, I guess the best day would be, of course, Sunday is supposed to be sunny, high of about 54 degrees. This afternoon, there's supposed to be scattered showers, about a 30% chance. Tonight, 100% chance of, or prediction of, heavy rain, low of about 52 degrees. Saturday, chance of showers, then mostly sunny and breezy. In fact, there is some question about, concern about wind, and there was a warning about that, so be a little careful. By tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of about 36 degrees, so be careful, those of you who live high, because we may be getting close or even freezing weather up Hunterdon. And as I said, Sunday is sunny. Say that 10 times. And it should be about a high of 54 degrees, so it looks like it's really going to be a great day. Take advantage of it. Not a lot of days left that'll be that beautiful outside. By Sunday night, it's mostly clear, and then a slight chance of some rain, low of only about 40 degrees, and rains are likely on Monday. So that looks like the best day in the next few days will be Sunday. And as I said, there's about a 50% chance of rain on Monday night and another 50% chance on Tuesday. So program, It's the Law. And before I start, and frankly, they didn't give us anything from sponsors today, but I'll make something up. But if you've never been to the Business Expo and Food Showcase, make this your first year. If you've been there other times, you'll know that it's really fun. So what it's going to be this year will be on Case Boulevard, and there's going to be a continuous shuttle from J.P. Case School, so that's a good place to park. It's going on from 2 until 7, with the food showcase from 5 until 7. There is going to be a special appearance this year from Bill Spadia of New Jersey 101.5, and he's going to be there from 4 to 6 p.m., so if you happen to listen to him or 101.5, you might be interested in hearing what he has to say. If you have any questions, call the chamber, 908-782-7115. And again, we have to thank all the sponsors, including, as usual, ShopRite. I mean, they usually, have their hand in anything good. But we also, Hunterdon Healthcare, Hunterdon Radiology Associates, PNC is going to be a big sponsor. They're a presenting sponsor. And then the expo sponsor is NLA, Next Level Arena. And that's where we'll be, Next Level Arena, which is Case Boulevard. It's the skating rink right off of 202 on Case Boulevard. If you have never been there, it's quite a big facility. And as I said, you can park at J.P. Case School, and there's shuttles back and forth. Our sponsors also are HealthQuest, The Democrat, Diamond Nation, Financial Resources, Advance Media, Right and Ford, the funeral home. People don't want to see them any more than they want to see me, as I do family law. Anita's Angels, Fulton Bank, Rab Coins, Northfield Bank, and House and Home. So think about it. It's a good way to meet friends because you always run into somebody. It's either the people at the booths, and there are local business people, and it's always good to run into them, see them, and frankly do business here in Hunterdon County. So the I'm Pat Smits, the program It's the Law, and I may be on a bit of a rant today because it is really very troubling how the media has been normalizing Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric, and it only gets worse. I've heard that he's going to put 5,000 troops on the border and then 15,000 troops. So whatever number, you know, anyone who knows the, especially the Arizona and Texas border, when people are coming through, you know, this is desert. And how in the world, without huge expense, we're going to put that many troops on the border is mind-boggling, especially when you think about the Border Patrol, and they're trained. They deal with these issues, you know, unless we have people standing next to each other. This is just not going to be workable, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of fake statistics, but anyone who has ever been in southern Arizona, you know, there are a few towns. I mean, for example, Nogales, and I was in Nogales less than a month ago, went to the border, went to Border Patrol, went and saw everything that they're doing. You know, that, but it's just, it's mind-boggling that the focus is going to be on sending troops. And it's going to be like sending troops to you know, Iraq. I mean, it's just a very, very inhospitable area. And question for what? Once again, because somebody asked me today, why are they talking about people coming across as criminals? First of all, the focus, of course, is only on the southern border. Doesn't seem to be any concern about the millions of undocumented in this country who frankly overstay their visa, either a visitor's visa, a student visa, and of course some people legitimately come here to work. These are not people who are coming from Latin America. And of course, for me, I know how desperate these people are because they are escaping violence. But in any event, I would like to read something, and this came out of the New Yorker magazine on October 25th, 2018. And this, I'm going to read this because I think people need to hear some of what's happening. And frankly, this is not. Well, I don't want to say it's not anti-Trump. It's just to show that a lot of what is being said is just, you know, not accurate. So in any event, Trump does not have a moral or legal leg to stand on when he talks about deterring the Central American asylum seekers. But most of the media is standing right there with him. And asylum is a right of anyone coming from another country to seek asylum. And I'm not reading that. I'm saying that. Anyone coming to one of our borders can, and it's legal to do this. They're not illegal when you come to a border and ask for asylum. And then there is a very strict process that people go through. People often misinterpret refugees with asylum seekers. A refugee is someone who is not in this country, but seeks to come to this country. And we've heard of the refugee camps in Africa, for example. There were people who were able to come here from those refugee camps, you know, prior to 9/11. A lot of that has shut down since 9/11. I happened to be in a cab when I was down in Arizona. No, I guess that was in Nevada recently. Arizona. And the cab driver was able to come here from one of the African nations because he had worked with the Americans. He'd worked in the embassy, and he was able to legally come to the United States, and he's been trying to get the rest of his family here. They've been in a refugee camp for over 12 years. So this man now is came here legally, got his green card, and now is a citizen of the United States, but he can't bring his family here. He worked for our government, and that was one of the reasons why he really had to escape when there was a change in regimes. But in any event, you know, talk to people who've come here. You know, I'm sorry they're not all from, as Donald Trump says, shithole countries. But even if they are, they have come here and they're making something of themselves and they're contributing to society. Now, unfortunately, this well-educated gentleman that I was talking about is now driving a taxi because his credentials are not really recognized in the United States. But in any event, let me read this from the, this is Marsha Giesen from The New Yorker. And this is starting, I'll quote, "Thousands of people are trying to make their way to the United States southern border. President Donald Trump calls them, quote, criminal aliens, end quote, a, quote, national emergency, end quote, an attack on the nation's sovereignty, and a threat to the, quote, safety of every single American, end quote. He claims that, quote, very bad people, end quote, MS-13 gang members, and, quote, unknown Middle Easterners, end quote, by which he apparently means terrorists, are in the group. Of those last claims, even Fox News has seen fit to fact-check Trump and point out that his statements are unfounded. And yet the story of the procession across Honduras and Mexico, and of course they don't say so, but from Honduras you have to come through Guatemala and Mexico, has served to normalize more of Trump's xenophobic and anti-immigrant rhetoric. Excuse me. Everyone, it seems, is calling the procession a, quote, caravan, end quote. The journalist Luke O'Neill has pointed out that the words Persian roots conjure the image of, quote, people trekking across the desert with camels, i.e., terrorists, of course, end quote. It is less than an organized trek than it is a, quote, exodus, end quote, a spontaneous movement of thousands who are fleeing a place more than they are pursuing a destination. Now, this is Pat Smith's talking. I agree with that. They are fleeing violence and incredible violence. And yes, there are M13 gang members, but they're not the ones who are trying to come back. They're the ones who are creating the violence, and many of them were sent, deported from the United States when they finished their prison sentences. So what did they do? They set up down in Honduras and El Salvador and to some extent Guatemala. But in any event, let me get back to this. And this is, quote, more insidiously, writers have adopted the word, quote, deter, end quote, and its derivatives. Outlets ranging from Breitbart to the Times to Jezebel are debating whether the administration's policies have been or can be effective in, quote, deterring, end quote, asylum seekers. The question has been standard for several months. Back in the early summer, at the height of the media's attention to the separation of children from their families at the southern border. The writer, Marsha Gleason, was on an MSNBC show with a host, Aman, and I can't pronounce his last name, and she was asked if the tactic was serving the Trump administration's declared purpose of, quote, deterring, end quote, asylum seekers. I responded that the question was immoral and should not be posed. Ayman acknowledged my point, but he followed up, quote, but is it, end quote. A quick survey of mainstream media coverage shows that, with some exceptions before 2017, the words, quote, migrants, end quote, and, quote, asylum, end quote, and deterrent, end quote, appeared primarily in coverage of foreign countries. Denmark was trying to, quote, deter, end quote, Syrian refugees from approaching its borders. Australia used the word, quote, deterrence, end quote, a lot. Indeed, the Australian far right, aided mightily by Rupert Murdoch's media outlets, got about a decade's head start on its American counterpart in this method of talking about asylum seekers. The word, quote, deterrence, end quote, comes from the language of crime prevention, and its use reinforces the view of asylum seekers as criminals. Yeah, as anyone would say, we all want to deter crime. So get back to the article. These days, MSNBC is asking, quote, whether anything will deter these people, end quote. Brian Stelter of CNN has taken to Twitter to exhort the news media to show the location of the procession on a map, demonstrating that it is still many hundreds of miles from the U.S. border. Now, this is from me. I think they're much more than the last I heard. These people coming from Guatemala, this is a couple thousand miles. I've driven this. I've said this before to people. I've driven from Guatemala, the central Guatemala, all the way through Mexico, and in fact back to New Jersey. It's an incredible drive. I mean, to walk it and to do what these people are doing, I mean, this is incredible, and people would not be doing it unless they felt that they had no other alternative. So back to the article, and as I said, I think they're much farther than many hundreds of miles from the border. And that's one of the reasons why putting troops down there now is so foolish, because the so-called caravans are not going to get here for months. But in any event, back to this, the quote, his argument seems to be that the pro-Trump media is overestimating the immediate danger posed by the asylum seekers by minimizing the distance they will have to traverse, as if the people seeking refuge were an advancing army or natural disaster. By implication, he and Trump do not disagree about whether the caravan presents a threat, only about its current potency. Well, again, they certainly are not, people coming here are not, certainly not going to be here soon, and it's very questionable. These people are not posing a threat. I mean, first of all, anybody that was Al-Qaeda, would they really walk to the United States and spend months doing that? They're going to much more easily get through Canada and the Canadian border. But in any event, but the people walking through Mexico right now are not an army or a hurricane. They are not even planning to cross the border illegally. And this is important. I'm not reading right now. This is exactly the misinformation that's given. So international law, I'm back on this again, international law guarantees the right to seek asylum. And the U.S. has an obligation to consider their claims. Trump does not have a moral or legal leg to stand on when he talks about deterring the asylum seekers, much less when he promises to send the military to stop them. But most of the media across the political spectrum is standing right there with him. They may be mortified by some of the language that Trump uses in discussing immigration, but he still has succeeded in shifting their frame. They are being more polite than the president, but by discussing the effectiveness of, quote, deterrence, end quote, and the immediacy of the caravan's danger, they reinforce his political hatred and fear-mongering. Frankly, this is Pat Smith, but Marcia Gusin is a staff writer. She's written several books, including most recently The Future is History, How Totalitarianism Reclaimed Russia. That won a National Book Award in 2017. But the misinformation out there is just really incredible. And I feel very badly for the people I know very well, the people in Guatemala. My husband and I lived there. They were, you know, gentle people. We lived in the Indian Highlands. These people were persecuted, and now even more so. What would you do if you were a mother and your husband was killed and they were threatening you? And I'm talking about for doing nothing. And to say that these people are criminals, no. I mean, they're not criminals. They're seeking to protect their children. And I wonder which one of us wouldn't do what we needed to do to protect our children. Yes, some of them are trying to seek a better life, a better economic future, but most of them are really fleeing, and the only place to flee, you know, is to come north. I mean, it's much easier, believe it or not, to travel thousands of miles trying to come north rather than to go south. And I'm not saying that we don't have a problem with immigration, although, you know, it needs to be fair, and a fair system, and it shouldn't be political, and that's what it's become. And there are still children that were taken from their parents based on the Trump policies that have not been reunited with their parents. And in some cases, because of the sloppy record keeping, they don't know where their parents are. And in other cases, in many cases, the parents have been, deported, and their children are still here. So now we are continuing to have to support, our agencies, our DCPMP, for example. If a parent is deterred here, they have to provide shelter for the children. There's all of the, most recently Trump is talking about not allowing undocumented immigrants to have their children, even if they're born in the United States, to be citizens. Frankly, I mean, this is so stupid. Has he not read the Constitution? There's a constitutional right for anyone born in this country. They're going to be a U.S. citizen. Just the same as I had a child born in Guatemala who was born a Guatemalan citizen. Now, she was able to be a U.S. citizen based on my nationality and her father's nationality. But, this has gone too far. And, let's at least be honest. And this is racial prejudice. I mean, anybody who says it's not, I'm sorry, but there are not hordes and hordes of people coming into this country. And in fact, if we, on a one-day basis, all of the undocumented aliens left this country, then be hard-pressed in many businesses in many restaurants and many businesses and, farms. I mean, we don't have the people that are going to do these jobs. And to say that, it's just bigotry and it's prejudice and, you can turn me off if you don't like what I have to say. But let's be honest and let's be honest about it. So let me play some. Something for you to, I don't know, we don't have anything today, but I'm going to play something anyway.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back. It's the law. I'm Pat Smiths, and for the last part of the program, I'm going to talk about some of the legal cases that have been decided. So, if you're a tenant, and the New Jersey Appellate Court has ruled that a tenant can be thrown out of an apartment for damage to the unit, even if it was a sublet tenant who was directly responsible. So take heed on this one. The case is Rampersad versus Hollingsworth. And as I said, it was the appellate division. And what happened here is the tenant appealed from a judgment of possession entered against him. What happened is during a six-month period in 2016, the defendant allowed his co-defendant to occupy the leased residential premises. The co-defendant damaged the apartment's rear door and ruined the surrounding molding. Plaintiffs accordingly served a notice to quit and demand for possession pursuant to the Anti-Eviction Act, alleging the defendants, quote, willfully or by reason of gross negligence, caused or allowed destruction, damage, or injury to the premises. So this is also a warning to tenants. And after a trial, the judge, this was a bench trial, not a jury trial, the trial judge entered a decision finding that the damage was significant and that the plaintiffs were entitled to possession, evicting both defendants. So both defendants were evicted, the person who caused the damage and the other tenant. So on appeal, the defendant argued that only his co-tenant, as the subtenant whose conduct led to the eviction proceedings, could be evicted from the premises. The appellate court rejected the defendant's argument and affirmed the judgment of possession. The appellate court rejected the defendant's assertion that the statute's reference to the person, that's quote, the person, end quote, encompassed only persons who committed acts giving rise to eviction, rather than the broader constellation of lessees, tenants, or the assigns under tenants or legal representatives, to which the statute applied generally. However, the appellate court further held that, quote, the person, end quote, subject to eviction also included any individuals who allowed damage to the premises to occur. Thus, the court ruled that the defendant was subject to eviction because he permitted his co-defendant's use of the premises. So just allowing his co-defendant to use the premises, he therefore, quote, allowed the damage to occur. Finally, the court ruled that damage to leased premises was itself sufficient to permit termination of tenancy. So that one is, you have to be very careful, especially if you have very favorable rent. We don't usually, in this area, in New York, for example, you'll have people who, have rent stabilized or other situations where they really want to stay in the apartment because the apartment, the rent is so under market rent. So that, that is something that anybody, any tenant needs to be very careful about. So they're not a lot. Well, we did hear the mother of a 20-year-old New Jersey native who died after taking part in a school-sanctioned pancake-eating contest has sued Connecticut University based on the fact that it was a terribly dangerous idea. That's interesting. I think most of us who grew up certainly in the Midwest would, see or, they had all kinds of eating contests at the local fairs out in the Midwest. Pancake eating was just one of them. We all see what goes on in New York with the hot dog eating, etc. But in any event, that what else is happening? Well, the state comptroller and a nominee for state superior court judgeship, Philip Degnan, is accused in a whistleblower suit of signing off on a controversial amnesty program for Medicaid fraud defendants. So that should be rather interesting. As I said, couple of weeks, there have not been many published cases, some very interesting cases, but not necessarily published. There was a criminal law case where the defendant appealed from a decision of the appellate division. Now, this is a New Jersey Supreme Court case. And then the appellate division affirmed the trial court's denial of defendant's motion to withdraw his guilty plea. So this sometimes can happen, and this is a situation where the trial court did not permit it, and the appellate court upheld it. So he was arrested after his mother called 911, or 911, I should say, to report defendant had threatened and assaulted his girlfriend. Defendant was charged with simple assault, terroristic threats, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. So, pursuant to a plea agreement, the defendant pled guilty to unlawful possession of a weapon, and the other counts were dropped. However, during the defendant's allocution, in other words, when he was talking on the record about this, about his plea, he initially asserted that he had a lawful purpose for possessing the knife, and that was what he used in the assault. Now, the trial court indicated that it could not accept defendant's plea as there was no factual basis. However, after a break, defendant altered his stance to concede that he did not have any lawful purpose to possess the knife. And then the trial court accordingly found that it had a factual basis to accept his plea. In other words, he said, look, I had a knife, but I had no lawful purpose to possess the knife. Then after that, he moved to withdraw his plea, contending that the trial court lacked factual basis to accept the plea. He asserted that he possessed the knife to keep it away from the girlfriend, afraid she would use it against him. So the trial court denied his motion, and the appellate division subsequently affirmed. However, Judge Espinosa dissented. Now, what happens is if there is a dissent in the appellate division, which is fairly rare, then the Supreme Court has to take it up automatically. Otherwise, if there anyone after a decision from the appellate division can file a petition to the Supreme Court, but there's no right to have the Supreme Court take the case unless there is a dissent, and in this case there was, and Judge Espinosa argued that defendant's allocution did not contain admissions as to all three elements of the unlawful possession offense. And she further argued that it was not sufficient for a defendant to merely accede to the allocations of the prosecutor. Instead, a defendant was also required to acknowledge and admit to all of the facts comprising each element of the charged offense. And the Supreme Court said, on appeal from the appellate division, the court reversed for the reasons expressed by Judge Espinosa. So, Judge Espinosa, someone I've known for many years, she initially sat in Morris County and at some point was not reappointed. That goes back a long way, for not good reasons, by the way. And then she later was again appointed to the bench. And she has been, at that point, she was appointed in Union County, and she's now on the appellate division, and the Supreme Court agreed with her when she said that the defendant should have been allowed to withdraw his plea. So there was another appellate case that was approved for publication, and this was Judge Koblitz. And Judge Koblitz has been on the appellate division for a number of years. Before that, she sat in Bergen County. I believe, as I recall, she sat in every division, and she was a presiding judge in family. So in this case, this was an appellate court, and the defendants, who were citizens and residents of Peru, appealed from the termination of their parental rights to their two children. The defendants had a history of substantiated incidents of physical abuse, neglect, and child endangerment. And this was a case, the Division of Child Protection and Permanency versus PO. That's DCPNP versus PO. Used to be DIFAS, now they're DCPNP. So the defendant's children have been placed in a resource home since 2012, with the resource family indicating its preference to adopt the children and the children indicating their willingness to be adopted. After being removed from the country by immigration officials after their convictions for cruelty and neglect. Defendants entered voluntary surrenders of their parental rights to their children's initial resource family. However, the trial court ruled against placing the children with that family and reinstated defendants' parental rights. Ultimately, the trial court terminated the defendants' parental rights as in the children's best interest, and the court specifically noted that neither child spoke Spanish, while one child had a language disorder and would likely have difficulty learning Spanish. On appeal, defendants argued that the trial court erred in finding that Division, DCPMP, proved its case by clear and convincing evidence. Defendants further argued that their due process rights were violated by lack of notice. That's interesting, due process rights. That's one of the problems that, you know, people have a right to notice. So they said their due process rights were violated by lack of notice and recorded proceedings at many hearings, particularly with respect to the vacated surrender. The court noted that the division and the trial court erred in failing to give defendants proper notice of surrender revocation proceedings and in failing to ensure all proceedings were properly recorded. However, the court affirmed termination of the defendants' parental rights, noting that they were parties to a full termination trial and holding that the evidence demonstrated that termination was in the defendants' children's best interests. So they won and didn't win. But this is, due process rights were violated, and that is significant. Okay, so what else is happening as far as somebody put something that really has nothing to do with case law, so let me see what I can find that makes sense, because you don't want to hear about the medical side of elder law. All right, so actually Johnson & Johnson has agreed to settle large chunks of lawsuits over its diabetes drug, Invokana. Cases on personal injury, on labor law, family law, none of them were published, meaning that they're not precedent setting. Some of them are not only interesting, but, you know, helpful in different cases. However, you know, you can't really use them from the standpoint of precedent setting. So then there's not a whole lot more. We'll be coming back with the sports guys shortly. So let me play the news and hope you have a good weekend. Remember, Sunday is the day.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Before heading off to campaign for Republicans, the president spoke about the numbers.
So the 250,000 new jobs in October was an incredible number. We also had a wage increase of 3.1%. It's like a perfect increase. It's an incredible number.
Friday, former President Barack Obama was in Miami, Florida, campaigning for Senator Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum, who's running to be the next governor of Florida. Former President Obama was heckled. Take a listen to how he handled it.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Listen, here's the deal. If you support the other candidates, then you should go support the other candidates.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
For the fifth time in 3 days, a car struck students at a bus stop. Now the most recent event happened in Tampa, Florida. The other crashes occurred in Mississippi, Indiana, and a second Florida city. Deborah Hirschman is the president of the National Safety Council. She joins